This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Airstrikes battered Sudan's capital on Saturday as fighting entered a fourth week, only hours before the warring parties were to meet in Saudi Arabia for their first direct talks. The fighting has seen warplanes bomb targets in Khartoum and the two rivals' generals' forces engage in intense street battles in the city of 5 million inhabitants. Multiple truces have been reached, but none has been respected. U.S. President Joe Biden is dispatching one of his top advisors to Saudi Arabia to meet with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, the de facto leader of the oil-rich kingdom. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said he will travel to Saudi Arabia Saturday for talks with Saudi officials and will also meet with his counterparts from the United Arab Emirates and India during his visit. King Charles III and Queen Camilla walked onto the balcony of Buckingham Palace to cheers after they were crowned at Westminster Abbey Saturday in the biggest ceremonial event for seven decades. A flyover by military jets to celebrate the coronation had to be scaled back due to weather conditions, a spokesperson for the Ministry of Defense said. With low clouds and low rain over Buckingham Palace, the flyover featured 10 planes trailing blue, white, and red contrails and a handful of helicopters instead of the scheduled 10 aircraft.
God save the king!
Protesters took to the streets of central London on Saturday, chanting and booing as the procession of newly crowned King Charles III passed by. More than 11,000 police were deployed to stamp out any attempted disruptions. Many demonstrators wore T-shirts or carried signs that said, "Not my king." This is VOA News.